Well, praise the Lord, beloved, and welcome to another episode of Encouragement for Your Journey. My name is Reverend Lisa Pate, and I'm so excited that you would be joining us for another time in the Word of God. Tonight, I'm excited to be sharing directly with you, one-on-one, as is our custom. Amen. We're talking about 1 Peter, the second chapter. Glory to God. Second chapter, verse 2. And 1 Peter, Peter has some delightful things to talk to us about. And I just want at the top of the hour to read the scripture to you. Amen. And we will move forward. Glory to God. Here is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, and it says, "As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." I'll read that again. "As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word of God, that you may grow thereby." Herein reads the word of God. Let's jump right in. Our caption, amen, on tonight is, "The word thirsty is a saying in today's culture. Although the base of the meaning of the word thirsty from dictionary.com is feeling or having a thirst to drink, or the need to drink. In some subcultures, the word also means someone longing, desiring, craving, or being overeager to have something or someone. In this sense, the picture comes to mind of a person chasing after another person, a person chasing after a particular job or position, my God, or someone longing for a platform and willing to do anything to get it. Other more positive forms of thirsty is one who is hungry for their destiny, thirsty for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and thirsty for God's presence." Glory to God. Praise the Lord, Lady Lola. Glory to God. Wonderful to see you on. Wonderful to see you on. Praise the Lord, Lady Lola. This is a writing partner that I have all the way from Chicago. The Lord bless you, Lady Lola. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the letter of 1 Peter, a longing church in the middle of severe persecution is told to render themselves as a newborn baby whose only desire is to drink, long for, and thirst for the pure milk of the word of God. Lady Lola, we're coming from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. I'll read that sentence again. In the letter of 1 Peter, a longing church in the middle of severe persecution is told to render themselves as a newborn baby whose only desire is to drink, long for, and thirst for the pure milk of the word of God. The Apostle Peter never tells them to long for promotion. My God. The Apostle Peter never tells them to fight for, chase after, desire, or be thirsty for other people, status, platforms, positions, or postures whereby they themselves are exalted. The posture of the heart that the Apostle Peter yearns for us to take is in his first three words. Glory to God. His first three words of 1 Peter chapter 2, Verse 2, it says, as newborn babes, we are to desire, yearn for, long for, crave, and be thirsty for the pure and undefiled milk of the Word of God. Do not even desire meat at this point. That will come as you continue to grow in your faith and naturally mature as a believer. First and foremost, you need to have the milk of the Word of God, which provides adequate and appropriate calcium for teeth, enabling you to grow strong for chewing meat and to grow strong bones for standing solidly. But you first and foremost must desire the milk of the Word, the milk of the Word of God, so that you may grow thereby. Now, when I was writing this in the devotional that the Lord had given me during 2020, amen, I said to myself, especially on tonight when he's given me this, we're in layer 3, day 2, when he's giving me this, you know, telling me to, I need you to move forward in the book until I tell you otherwise. I'm like, Lord, well, most of the people who are joining us, amen, already have a relationship with the Lord. Amen. They are seasoned believers. Amen. And I don't know who's catching the replay, but I'm having this conversation with God. I said, God, even those who listen by podcast, they are seasoned believers. Amen. Amen. And the Lord quickly let me know and pressed upon my heart, believers, no matter how fully grown they believe they are, still oftentimes desire wrong things. Desire other things. And God wants to put us back on track with our desires, with us being thirsty. Amen. Because when we get sidetracked from desiring the milk of the Word of God, when we get sidetracked by desiring other things other than God, when we get sidetracked, hallelujah, I heard that word, when we get distracted, when we become distracted from the elementary truths of the Word of God, we become that animal that becomes separated from the pack. We become that believer. We become that Christian that becomes separated from the pack, and the lion sees us and begins to run toward us. And because we're chasing after our thirst, because we're chasing after other things that are not the Word of God, we don't see the lion coming. We don't see the lion coming. In thinking about this, in meditating on this, I was thinking, like Lady Lola was sharing with us when she shared an appropriate calcium for milk, amen, from milk. It's the when you desire the Word, think of a baby. Think of the baby, because I had to meditate on this. Think of the newborn babe. The newborn babe doesn't know anything about position. The newborn babe doesn't know anything about wanting a boyfriend, wanting a husband, wanting a job, wanting new pants, wanting new shoes, a promotion. The new baby doesn't know anything about desiring platforms, why somebody doesn't like me. The new babe does not have a desire for status. The new babe doesn't have a desire for position. The new babe, the only posture that baby knows, the only posture that baby has has is the posture of heart leaning on the Almighty Breastly One. And at that time, it's his mom. Amen. That's all that newborn babe is desiring. And we know that even when we first got saved, right? When we first got saved, we were so yearning for the word. We were so yearning to be in our home, in our church. Amen. We were so yearning to be in Bible study because we knew that there was a divine connection. Amen. And then we get a little older in the Lord, we become more familiar with things, and we become more familiar, too close, if you will, with the way things are done, and then we begin to slack. We begin to allow the distractions to come in. We begin to become thirsty for that which the Lord may be saying, not yet, not now. He may just simply be saying, wait. Amen. The promises of God are yes and amen. Amen. But he may be saying, not now. Amen. He may be saying to us to wait on it. Amen. But instead of us chewing on the word of God, because you can't rush a baby. Instead of us chewing on the word of God and getting what God has for us and not even thinking about those other things, letting them go, amen, removing the distraction so that we can focus where our eyes need to focus. We can hear what thus saith the Lord, amen. We're plowing through the word of God, amen. The sacrifice is even when we don't want to, glory to God. That's the sacrifice of doing it because we know we need it. Hallelujah. We know we need it, amen. The praise is the sacrifice. Amen. Even when we may not feel like it, that's the sacrifice. Glory to God. And then we sit there and we say, I'm glad I did. We may not want to go to that event, but the sacrifice is going. And then when we get there, we say, I'm glad I went. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the same with the word. We have to draw it in. We have to draw from the well of salvation. We have to dig deep into the word. Word, amen. And when we come up against that temptation, when we come up against that distraction, when we come up against that problem, then we're glad that we digged deep into the word. Amen. I've been digging in the word times when it didn't feel like I was getting anything, times when it didn't feel like anything was happening, but I kept plowing. And I say to you, amen, yearn for the word. That baby yearns for the milk, amen. That baby yearns for the breast of the mother, hallelujah. That baby yearns for the touch of the mother, hallelujah. The Lord had to remind me, do you not know that the length of where the breast is to the baby's lips are proportionate size for bonding with a proportionate measure for bonding with the infant. When you're looking at that baby, that creates a bond. Glory to God. That creates the bond, hallelujah, between mother and child. That creates the bond when you're nursing. Yes, when you're feeding, if you're not able to break, if not able to bring the breast, amen. But let me tell you about that bond. When you're in the word, glory to God, there is a bond, Jesus, that takes place between you and Holy Spirit. There is a bond. There is a stability that's going on. There is a foundation that's being stabilized in your mind, in your heart. The old folks used to say, he's a mind regulator. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's when you're bonding in the word. It's when that mother is bonding with that baby. Amen. That things happen emotionally within the child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Things happen. Amen. Within the mother. Amen. The mechanics. Amen. Let me tell you, they said, hallelujah, the mother's milk provides optimum time for cuddling. Amen. The nutrients in the breast milk change as the baby grows and develops. The colostrum, which is the first milk that the mother releases, has the highest levels of protein. Mature milk has less protein and more fats and carbohydrates. Breast milk is known as nature's gold. Beloved, I say to you, when we put that alongside of the word of God, hallelujah, the word of God, God, as you grow, hallelujah, the word of God changes, hallelujah, it develops you, glory to God, hallelujah, the word of God meets you right where you are, those infancy stages, such as the book of John, those infancy stages, talking about the love of God, talking about the word of God, talking about the manifested presence of God, glory to God. By the time you get over to Acts, glory to God, you got a little bit of more footing, hallelujah, glory to God. You got a little more stability, hallelujah. You're just about learning how to crawl, hallelujah, in the word, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're learning how to stand. You may be walking, glory to God, from Matthew holding on to the coffee table. Remember that? Walking from Matthew to Mark, glory to God. From Luke, holding on, glory to God. And back to John, hallelujah, glory to God. That by the time you get to Acts, glory to God, you can stand up, hallelujah. You won't need to hold on to the table anymore, but you got your footing, glory to God. You have your footing. You have the word of God. The word of God is your sure foundation. You're holding on to it. Glory to God. I heard that. You're holding on to it. Beloved, it's holding on to you. It's gripping you in the middle of the night. When thoughts come up and say you missed this, the word of God says, I got you and I'll take you deeper. When thoughts come up to say this is happening, you should be worried about this, the word of God comes up and reminds you, I am a provider. Glory to God. When those who are standing against you come up and say you won't make it, I'm counting the rocks before you fall, God says, I am your redeemer, I am your safety, and he who dwells in the shelter of the Almighty, I got you, baby girl. I got you, son. Hallelujah. It's the word. Glory to God. It's the word that stabilizes us. It's the word that keeps us. It's the word that protects us. Glory to God. Go with me to St. John, talking about St. John. Go with me to St. John. Here is something about the woman at the well that I have yesterday in reading this. I said, Lord, I know I've read this passage many times and only to see this particular scripture jump out only because it was needed for tonight. Amen. And it brought even much more clarity to what we are desiring. what we are earnestly desiring, what we're really thirsting for. Amen. St. John, the 4th chapter, verse 13. Jesus replied, talking to the woman at the well, right? They're having this discourse, this exchange, right? Because Jesus had to go to Samaria to meet her, amen, and to change her, because it was her that would go back to her place, amen, her place in Samaria, and tell everybody in the town, and everybody would come out and see Jesus and believe for themselves. Now look, verse 13 says, and they're talking about the well, Jacob's well, in fact, and how it Jesus, the woman is saying, why are you even here? You're supposed to be a Jew. You don't have nothing to do with us Samaritans, right? And Jesus is telling her that I know about this well. I know about Jacob. In fact, listen, this is what he says to her right here on the edge of this story. Verse 13 says, Jesus replied and said, anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. Now, let me say it like this. When you're thirsty, hallelujah, for the regular water, you're going to thirst again. Hallelujah. When you're thirsting for other people, you're going to get that, but you're going to be thirsty again. Hallelujah. If you happen to be thirsty, hallelujah, for status, glory to God. Come on, Reverend Marvin. You're going to be thirsty again. Hallelujah. If you're thirsty for platforms, hallelujah, you may get the platform, but you're going to be thirsty again. Glory to God. Come on, Reverend Terry. You know where I'm going. If you're thirsty for a position, you're going to be thirsty again. If you're thirsty for posture, you're going to be thirsty again. Jesus say, hallelujah. But those who will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water I give, hallelujah. The water Jesus gives, the water Jesus gives, his word, hallelujah, is like a well of water down in my soul, bringing refreshing, hallelujah, washing over me, hallelujah, bringing cleansing, hallelujah. The word, the word is living, beloved. It's active and it's more powerful than a two-edged sword. The water of the word washes over us and brings cleansing. Glory to God. Let me show you how, hallelujah, how important Job, go with me to Job, the 23rd chapter. Job 23, verse 12. Look, Job said, I have not departed from his commands. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. But have treasured his words more than my daily food. Have you treasured the word of the Lord more than your daily food? Now, this is where conviction gets me, because sometimes I'm up eating and the Lord would say to me, come away. Amen. Come away, not to snack, but come away to eat of the word, because I want to speak to you. And it will start right here with the word. And then that word becomes rhema in my heart. Rhema in my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And is it just for me? No. It is not just for me. Glory to God. The word is for every person I come in contact with. Glory, every single person. And how do I know? How do they know I have the word? Because when they look at me, they see the light of Christ. Amen. They see the light of Christ. Beloved, what are you desiring? What is your sincere desire? God wants us to hunger and yearn for the word like a newborn babe. To yearn. Not to yearn for YouTube. Not to yearn for Facebook. Remember when we were younger and we were our babies, and then 30 years ago, the milk was, they have all of these 11,000 different brands now, but the 30 years or more years ago, the milk was Enfamil or Similac. Enfamil or Similac. They didn't have all these brands. They didn't have all of these ways to feed your child. They didn't have them, right? Because there was one way that was the healthiest way to feed your child and bring your child to a place to a place of health and living a vibrant life. Amen. Beloved, all these other ways, and I'm not saying they're wrong, because Facebook just was wonderful during the COVID. YouTube is wonderful, and we are all blessed by the ministries. We're all blessed by the ministries that are there on those platforms. But let me say this. They need not take precedence in your life. Amen. The word of God, when you go to them, those should confirm what the word has already spoken to you. Amen. Let them simply confirm what God has said to you in the middle of the night. Let them simply confirm what God has placed in your heart to do in the middle of the night. Let them simply confirm, amen, what Holy Spirit has already shown you in the word. Let them simply confirm, amen, amen. We've been enjoying the word. And I simply say to you before, because my time is up, 30 minutes, that's it. What are you sincerely desiring? What is your earnest desire? Let it be the word. Jesus is the word made flesh. That's why the word is alive. Amen. Jesus is the word made flesh. They prophesied from Deuteronomy all the way to from Genesis all the way to Malachi. He's coming. He's coming. Glory to God. And then from Matthew all the way to Revelations, he's here. He's here. And Revelation says he's coming again. He's coming again. Amen. The more we get this word in us, the more we look like our King. The more that we get this word in us, the more we look like our King. Hallelujah. The more we sound like our King. The more we pray like our King. The more we fast like our King. Glory to God. The more we witness, the more we love like our King. I want to look like Him. When He comes, I want Him to see me. Call me up, for we shall see Him as He really is. I want Him to see me and look and say, my mark is all over her. Amen. I'm living my life so that I can live again in the presence of the Lord. And I need this moment by moment to help me do it. Thank you for joining me. This has been a wonderful time. I tell you, I could not wait to get here tonight. I needed this morning. I needed our woman's time. Been going through some challenges. Glory to God. I needed that time of refreshing. It was just a time of refreshing. And I needed it. Amen. And I probably cried all the way through. But it was so good. It was so good. And now here, amen, it fanned my flame. Glory to God. It fueled me to be an encouragement to you on tonight. And my soul is basking because even now I can't wait for Sunday school tomorrow morning. I'm excited. Hallelujah. I know we all of us are believers here, but if there should be someone who will join later, watching the replay, I pray that you will make Jesus your Lord. Amen. And simply ask Him to come into your heart. You confess Him as Lord of your life. You believe that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, here on this earth to die for your sins. Amen. And you want to have Him as your Lord and your Savior. If you make that your prayer, Jesus will come in, and the Word of God says that He will sup with you. Amen. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will be the friend that sticks closer than a brother. I love you all. Amen. I'm 4 minutes over my time. But to God be the glory. Thank you so much. One small announcement, very small announcement. Next week and the week after, I will be on spring break. Amen. And so we will be enjoying the time of Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday. And as most of you know, I'm in seminary, I'm in school. So I praise God for that time where I'll get a break with the school, praise the Lord, and have time with my family, amen, and my grandchildren. So we look forward to seeing you April 6th. That's the first Saturday in April, the first Saturday in April at 7 p.m., where we will continue, amen, with layer 3, day 2, talking about growing in the Word of God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. This is my prayer daily for those who are with me on Listening Ear Ministries and Encouragement for Your Journey, the podcast. The Lord bless you. Amen. Amen.